Hey. Well, good afternoon. This echo might be terrible. I've never broadcasted from here before. But anyway, and all that good stuff in a little while here as you come on. And I want to talk about something here that I just saw today that I thought was absolutely insanely crazy, but not surprising. At all. Not surprising, but it is what it is. So we're going to talk about it here as people get on board here. That's right. This is my secret above ground. And no, those are not Captain America shields right there. Those are actually sleds because I live in Minnesota. Okay. Anyway, and that right there is my secret door right there. That's my secret door right there. So I thought I'd broadcast from here because I haven't done that yet. And I thought, I'll try it and see how terribly bad it is today with this. But that light actually is not bad. It's actually pretty good. It's pretty good lighting. So we'll see what happens, with this. It looks like a bat cave, doesn't it? Anyway, how bad is it? Can you hear? Or is it super terribly echoey? I have no idea. I don't know what it sounds like because I can listen to it from, obviously from where I am. But, you know, we're going to get into talk in just a few minutes about it is echoey. Yeah. This room is insulated, but I'm going to finish insulating it. I'm going to put some sound tiles up. So once I do that, it'll give it a little bit differently. I plan on putting my entire library in this room. That's going to be interesting. But anyway, we'll figure that out. Don't worry, Carl always complains about something, all right? So it's just the way he is. Anyway, so let's talk about this a little bit. I'm not using egg cartons. It's the same thing Aaron told me. What do you think I am, some kind of hillbilly? Egg carton. You probably want me to use ones with egg yolks still on them. Aaron knows what's hillbilly. That's what he knows. He knows what redneck ingenuity is. Oh, no. He said exactly. Anyway. Yeah, I know. It's cheap. And it looks cheap, too. And it looks really super tacky. I mean, imagine the wall covered with egg cartons. That's not tacky at all. Anyway, all right, let's get into this here. Amazon founder. They're all Satanists. They all have a different gospel. They all want to live forever as sinners. You see, that's the difference. I want to live forever too, but with the Lord, with being regenerated by the Spirit of God, by salvation in Jesus Christ. They want to live forever a sinner. They want to reject the gospel. They want the gospel of the beast that is found in Genesis chapter 3 in the fall of man. They want to be gods, and they want to live forever. That's their desire. That's what they want to do. They want to do it without God. They want eternity. They want heaven. They just don't want God to be there. See, that's the difference. They don't want God to be there. At all.
Now, there's a fly in here. Do you see that fly? What is up with that? I'm going to read you this article from Interesting Engineering. Can money buy eternity? We are one step closer to discovering the answer. Wow. The Bible says, for the love of money is the root of all evil. And I've always told people when preaching, I've never seen a hearse haul a U-Haul yet. You can't take it with you when you go, but these guys want to pay to live forever. They want to pay money to live forever. Amazon founder Jeff Bezos has invested in a new research-based startup named Altos Labs, which is dedicated to figuring out how to reverse the aging process, MIT Tech Review reported Saturday, citing persons briefed by the company. This is not a first for the richest man in modern history, who apparently doesn't want to grow old. Why? He doesn't want to stand before God. He doesn't want to accept that sin nature, that truth of the sin nature, that because of sin, man dies. But he thinks if he can get enough money, he can be a god. Ye shall not die. What does what does Genesis chapter 3 say to us? Ye shall not surely die, I think it says, but maybe let me just make sure. We'll get the exact reading here. You know, not a fly was around me at all before I started this, but Satan, the Lord of the flies, has sent them to me. Ye shall not surely die. For God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. Ye shall not surely die. You know, Satan gave them assurance, right? He gave Eve assurance that she wasn't going to die. Most notably, in a San Francisco firm called Unity Technologies in 2018, a biotech company that aims to develop anti-aging therapies. They're going to try to cheat death. Altos Labs was founded earlier this year and has raised at least $270 million to develop biological reprogramming technology. According to a securities disclosure filed in June, the startup aims to find a way to rejuvenate cells in the lab that some scientists believe may be applied to complete animal bodies. From there, the next step could be extended human life. The secretive company is hiring academics who will be investigating how cells age and what can be done to slow down the aging process so that our tissues age more slowly, offering scientists $1 million annual salaries. Altos will fund researchers with no imminent expectation of goods or earnings, at least at first, with the sole goal of doing great science. Sounds more like weird science, doesn't it? Plans to open several institutes in places including Bay Area, San Diego, Cambridge, United Kingdom, and Japan. Any anti-aging treatment the scientists might discover would be worth billions. The goal of Altos Labs is to use biological reprogramming, which is the process of instructing cells or introducing elements that allow cells to revert to a younger embryonic stage. Now, I happen to believe these people inject themselves with embryonic stem cells. AKA, they probably eat babies. Just saying. To revert to a younger embryonic stage, effectively reversing their entire aging process. Calico, which draws comparisons to Altos, also has a lab that focuses on reprogramming and has published its first preprint on the topic earlier this year. Shinya Yamanaka, who shared a Nobel Prize for Physiology or Medicine in 2021 for the discovery of reprogramming. So this is a new thing. Reprogramming will serve on the company's scientific advisory board as an unpaid senior scientist and Spanish biologist Juan Carlos Espuzia Belmonte. Is that Carl? Well, I'll let you decide. His name is Juan Carlos. That's all I'm saying. The guy's name is Juan Carlos. That's all I'm saying. The guy's name is Juan Carlos. I'll leave it at that. I'll keep going. Who became known for leading a team that implanted human cells into monkey embryos and predicted that humans could live for another 50 years. The pursuit of achieving immortality and reversing aging is an area of science that has attracted many of the world's wealthiest tech entrepreneurs, including Google co-founder Larry Page, who helped to found Calico Labs, a longevity company aiming for immortality, and PayPal co-founder Peter Thiel, big Trump friend, big sod, who also invested Unity Biotechnology. Scientists are actively looking at ways to turn back the clock on aging, and we might be closer to reverse aging than you think. And the idea of death may become obsolete in the next 40 to 100 years. Did you catch that? You see, they're defying God, and they're saying that, well, death might become obsolete in the next 40 to 100 years. Oh, really? So you're going to defy what God says. God says that man dies because of sin, but you're saying that man's going to live forever. You are preaching Satan's gospel. That's what they're doing. They're preaching Satan's gospel. It's the gospel of the beast. It's evolution. We are evolving. We are getting better. We are not getting worse. That man is becoming inherently good instead of that man is inherently wicked and sinful and has a desire to live as a sinner forever. Right? He has a desire to live as a sinner forever. There's another article. How long do you want to live? This technology could potentially help people live forever. They are lying. They are preaching another gospel to people. The coronavirus may have you thinking about your mortality. At the end of the day, humans only have one life on this planet. Even more so, we are pretty fragile, prone to disease, destructive, and a bit stubborn. Since the beginning of time, humans have longed for eternal life, the ability to extend one's life and youth far beyond its current limits. Nevertheless, you have to give humans their props for increasing their species' life expectancy across the board over the last 200 years. For the uninitiated, life expectancy is the expected number of years of life remaining at a particular age. Yet, as you are probably already wondering, how long can humans live? According to Our World in data, the average life expectancy is 72.6 years. Think about that. That's what God said that man's days were what? 70. Didn't he? He said that, didn't he? I believe it's in Psalms. Let's see. Let me see. Let's see. Sorry about that. I forgot where that verse was. Anyway, the Bible talks about the number, right, of man's years. 70. You know, that God allows. That's at the average life expectancy now, which, you know, is 70. You know, it's not that much different. 72.6 years, right? Think about that. And God said, peradventure, that they might receive like 80, that they might have 80. Like, that might be a possibility, but averagely speaking, there are some that live longer. Right? But listen to what they're saying. Yet, as you probably are aware, there are select groups of people across the world in wealthier nations that have well exceeded this number. Some people have gone on to live 100 years. Yeah, Carl's grandpa's 95. But can humans live even longer? People ask, do you want to live forever? I would ask you that too. Do you want to? Well, then turn to Jesus Christ and repent and believe the gospel, because your body will die, but your soul will go on to be with the Lord, and God will resurrect that body one day. Right? So this article goes on to talk about the different ages. You could live in a brand new Android body. How close are we to downloading the human brain? Like most of the things on this list, this sounds like something out of a science fiction film. Yet people like University of South California's Theodore Berger, Duke University's Mikhail Lebedev, all believe it's possible. There are already companies out there working on ways to link our minds to machines. At the moment, there are more practical reasons for this, like offering those who have mobility disabilities the ability to live more normal life. However, it can go even further than that. The mind will be in the cloud and be able to use any Android that you feel like to inhabit the real world. How about 3D printing limbs and organs? Think about that. That's another way. How about cryogenic freezing? Lots of people have been involved with that, cryogenic freezing, over the years. Creating a virtual world, that's another way. Humans evolving into cyborgs. Neuralink, merging man and machine. Remember Neuralink? We talked about that. One of the lesser known projects that Elon Musk is working on centers around the startup of Neuralink. The company has ambitious plans to directly link brains and computers using a simple non-invasive device that we can install in our brains. The current fascination with brain-computer interface centers around helping those with neurological mobility. That's how it always happens. Right? That's how Satan sold it to Eve. You'll be as gods. It's the gospel of the beast. AI technology. I've talked about those things before.
Maybe I'll do videos on it in the future, do an update. But listen, here's the thing. That's what they're doing now. But how are they going to sell it to you? They're going to sell it to you in a way that looks as if it's to help you. And you'll want it. You'll desire it. This is all leading up to the mark of the beast. That's where this is all headed. Because Satan is going to give life to the image of the beast. Leading up to the singularity, leading up to all of it. That's where it's all headed. And they're all working different aspects of it. They're just waiting for the right thing. What do they need? They need lightning to fall from heaven. Say, Pastor, do you believe that this vaccine and things of that nature is part of that? Yes. No, I'm not saying it's the mark of the beast, because it isn't. Is the technology being used part of it? Yes. 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 You want to hear something really interesting that I just pulled up? Danielle, we can't tell you where we're broadcasting from. This is a secret broadcast, and because you weren't on the beginning of it, we have to keep it in secret. And because you're a woman and very inquisitive, it will drive you crazy. So I'm doing it on purpose. Sorry, I couldn't resist. I'm just kidding. Oh, I knew you'd laugh at that. All the guys would. All the women are like, what's wrong with him? Oh, it's funny. Danielle, this is my bunker. Anyway, this is at my house. This is a building at my house. I'll put it that way, on my property. All right. So, guess what's really cool? Well, maybe not, but it is kind of cool. Guess how many times lightning is in the King James Bible? 13 times. 13 times. You're not gonna even believe it! 13 times. The 12th time lightning is mentioned, he said unto him, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Right? Satan imitating the Lord Jesus Christ, right? That's what he's doing. That's what he does. That's how he does things. Lightnings is 27 times. Right? So, you see, none of that's an accident. God knows exactly what's going to happen. Satan is going to mimic that lightning that comes from heaven, right? Satan is going to give life under the image of the beast in Revelation chapter 13, right? And he doeth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men, and deceive them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth, they should make an image of the beast which had the wound by a sword and did live. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. Yes, it is all leading up to there. And yes, God's going to give them what they want. They're not going to die. They're going to beg to die. And God's not going to let them die for a short time. They're going to get their wish of immortality. They're going to be immortal for a very short time. And then after that, judgment. So let me tell you something. Jeff Bezos has the spirit of Antichrist in him, just like Elon Musk and all those other guys. And what is their desire? To live forever as sinners. My friend, listen to me. The worst place you could ever live forever is right here in this life without Christ Jesus. You will die and go to a devil's hell without Jesus Christ. You must be born again. Satan tried to give a gospel in Genesis chapter 3. He said, "Ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. Ye shall not surely die." But eternal life is only found in Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ came, was born of a virgin, lived a perfect sinless life, and died on the cross for sinners. And he was buried, and he rose again from the dead. And the Bible says the last enemy Christ defeated, and that is death. Christ defeated death already. Death is defeated. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? 1 Corinthians chapter 15. That's the great resurrection chapter. Because we shall be resurrected, those that have been born again by the Spirit of God, the resurrection of the just will take place. Right? The Bible says, "O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." That's the gospel. Paul starts out by telling the gospel in 1 Corinthians 15. "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day, according to the Scriptures, and that he was seen of Cephas and of the 12. So he goes on to talk about Christ's ascension. That's the gospel. Don't follow this gospel of a sinner wanting to give you immortality, wanting to upload your brain to the internet, wanting to inject something into your mind, wanting to inject something into your brain, wanting to rewrite your DNA, to regenerate your DNA. Your DNA is fallen. It is broken. It is sinful. It is wickedly depraved. You don't want that regenerated. You want to be regenerated from above. You don't want Regeneron like Donald Trump took. You want to be regenerated by the Holy Ghost of God. You want to be saved by grace and have a new nature put inside of you, born again by the Spirit of God. These guys are offering a false salvation that's going to lead men to hell. They're going to mark themselves and forever have that gospel of the beast. And they will never, ever be able to live forever, except in the lake of fire. That's the judgment on those men. Anyway, God bless you all. And I hope that you listen to this, and hope those that hear the gospel in it will listen to that. Think about those things. Another warning, here's that Antichrist gospel being preached there by those lost sinners. Turn to Christ. That's the true gospel. Their riches can buy them nothing. Pray for us. Busy week. Hey, by the way, let me give you an update. Nearly 10,000 tracts were handed out at the state fair. The gospel was preached to hundreds of thousands of people. We got more tracks out this year than we did in 2019, and there was a million less people there. Think about that. God really blessed. 9,911 tracks or something like that went out. So praise the Lord for that. And the Lord used that, and many people got the gospel. Had many good conversations, had some real interesting things. We'll have some video on also. So the Lord blessed in a big way. Now, this weekend, Defeat of Jesse James Days. Our goal is to hand out 7,000 tracts, I believe, 7 or 8,000. You pray for us. The Lord would allow us to do that. Pray for the preaching. We will have much opposition. The chief of police in Northfield does not like the preaching of the gospel. He does not like us preaching. He's opposed to us preaching. I don't care what he says. Go watch the video. He already chose his side, and he's opposed to us preaching. We intend to challenge the sound ordinance that doesn't let us use amplification when other people drown our voices out and we cannot be heard. And they use amplified sound. So you pray for us. It's very possible that I'm going to get cited this weekend and have to go to court. So pray for us. And pray for our ministry. Pray that the Lord would bless and guide us and have us have the right spirit about it. We're not looking for trouble. We just know it's going to be there. So it's the way it is. There's no more I have never had so much satanic opposition in my life as in Northfield, Minnesota. It is just uncanny. So anyway, we appreciate the prayers. Now, if you want to support our ministry, number one, pray for us. That's what we need. Number two, if you want to support our ministry, you can PayPal us at salvationpreacher@gmail.com or at pastorcooley@icloud.com. Or you can mail us something. You go to sermonaudio.com/pastorcooley. If you go there, you can find out that information there. So, but definitely pray for us. We'll be streaming live from Northfield, and you're going to see some crazy things. I guarantee it. Always is that way. Always, 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 always is. Friday night preaching, Saturday night preaching, Sunday we will be tracting, actually Saturday afternoon into the evening preaching, two different sections. We leave for a little while, then come back and go back in for night preaching, and then also Sunday afternoon we tract the parade. So you pray for us, and I would appreciate it. God bless you all. We'll see you soon.